With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
Anybody ever familiar with this musical Porgy and Bess? And one of the songs is, I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. And I heard that song, no, it ain't. But many, many people, millions and millions of people, that is the theme of their life. I've got plenty of nothing, and the worst part, and nothing is plenty for me. I see a lot of that in Harrisburg. They are satisfied with nothing. Because as long as I don't have to have no responsibilities, as long as I don't have to be responsible for nothing and nobody, no extra pressures put on me, then fine. Because many people know that with the increase in wealth, you know, all these things that I want more money, I want to live in this kind of house, and the people that live and do all that, they got a lot of responsibility. A lot of them are in management and own their own companies. They've taken a lot of risk. And so you can't have it all without having the responsibility that goes with it. So a lot of people, they've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. And I'm not one of those people, and I don't want to encourage you to be that kind of person. Why am I bringing all this up? Because for a lot of people, since knowledge is power, that power and knowledge can be used against you. There's a lot of people, they don't want to know. I don't want to know this information. I don't want the responsibility that comes with that. But for those of us that want the knowledge, that really want to know, what's it going to take for me to be successful in this life? What's it really going to take for me to fulfill my purpose in this life? I've got to have the knowledge of God to accomplish that. Knowledge is power. That power and knowledge can be used against you. So here's how you keep the world's knowledge and information. Because we can, obviously, when you're pursuing all of this knowledge and what's it going to take for me to be successful in this life, you got people along the way who withhold information. Anybody ever worked on jobs where people withhold stuff? I heard someone on my job recently describing their experience. This is a woman, she's from another state, and she moved here to Harrisburg a few years ago, and she said no matter what agency she worked for, what company she worked for, the same pattern kept happening to her here in Harrisburg. And that is, she said, I'd work a job, get started, and nobody would ever tell me what I was supposed to do. She said, it just seems like here in Harrisburg, people just throw you in and you're just supposed to kind of figure it out on your own how to do stuff. So listening to her, I was like, okay, it's not just me. It wasn't just my experience. That's because you discover, I'm sure many of you have, is that the reason why information is withheld is because that person is keeping their bit of power. Because if they share that information, that means somebody else has that information, and now people don't have to come to me anymore for that information, and therefore I might lose my job because I need to keep this information, and I need withholding this makes everybody have to come to me, and if everybody has to come to me, then that means I'm needed. Thank you, dear. I'm needed. And if I'm needed, I keep my job. The moment I'm not needed, I'm out of here. So the way that I keep my position, my power, is to withhold information. And so here comes somebody, especially like you young people, you're new on the job and you're vibrant and happy and just a sponge. Tell me, tell me, tell me. And you're wondering why you keep running to all these people who keep Well, you'd be like, all I asked was, but you don't know what you asked for was you asked someone to give you information that they feel threatened if they hand this information over to you. You'd be like, you mean to tell me you've been here for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and know nobody else know how to do this in this entire building but you? What kind of sense is this? See, all right, I'm flashing back. That don't make no sense. But that's how people withhold their positions and their influence. And that goes on in business. It definitely goes on in church. It goes on in politics. It goes on everywhere. So how are we supposed to advance then? How can we be successful if all this information is withheld from us? Or here's the other part. Then stuff is used against us. Information, whatever they discover about you and what your skills are and all that kind of thing, information is used against you. So how are you supposed to advance? Stuff is withheld from you, and whatever information there is that's out there, it's used against you. Well, here's how the Lord helped me to deal with that. Let's start again with the fear, the intimacy with God. I say that you will be ahead of the game because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You'll be operating in the foreknowledge of God. What do I mean by that? Because in your intimate relationship with the Lord, let's just say that you just read your word just before going to work. And while you're reading your word or while you're praying, the Lord just drops this little thought on your heart. And the Lord says, well, when you get to work today, then you know that file that you left out on your desk and that you need to start on that work today. But it's not a big deal, God. I can get to that anytime. The Lord says, get that done today. In fact, first thing, he just drops a little thought. No audible voice. You just feel like, I'll do it this morning then as soon as I come in. You get it done, then somewhere around 10 or 11 o'clock, somebody comes up to you and says, where's that file? And they've got an attitude, and you can tell it's a setup. Because the setup is that if you didn't have it ready, it's going to make you look like you don't do any work. You never do anything on time. You never do anything that anybody asks you to do. But instead, they walk up to you and they're expecting it to not be done. And they walk up to you and you say, phew. And then you say, thank you, Lord, that you told me to do this. That's what I mean. The fear of the Lord, operating, living in that intimacy, puts you in the beginning of knowledge. The beginning, because what you didn't know was something was being set up. So God put you ahead of it. So even though you don't know all of what's going on in this company, in this agency, or in this church, God just simply drops a thought and says, do it now. Anybody ever had this? A normal way that you usually go to work every day, and the Lord says, go a different way today. And so you do it. You say, okay, all right, this feels silly, but I'll do it. And then you get to work and ain't nobody there. You be like, why? And then they all come slowly and they go, man, we got caught in that traffic on 581. Man, you be like, oh, that's why the Lord told me to go a different way. You didn't even know it. But the beginning, ahead of the knowledge, we're operating in the forethought of God. So on a very practical basis, isn't that great to know? Just living in the intimacy with God, he puts us ahead of the game. Don't you love that today? You'll be living in the forethought of God. That does not mean you'll have all the information. God will tell me what to do and what not to do before enemies can use their knowledge against you. You stay ahead of the game. I call this the secret advantage in life. You will have beginning of knowledge in your arsenal. This is a little secret advantage. I know that throughout my life, people have thought that I was really smart. I really wasn't all that smart. They thought I was so smart. No, God just simply told me what to do. And I did it before the enemy could set me up. Thank you, Lord. There are consequences. And you see the consequences in the second part of that verse says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The word fool, Bible also says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. What does it mean to live like a fool? It means to live as if though there is no God. So I don't talk to him. There is no conversation. There is no receiving wisdom and instruction. There is no insight. It literally means, comes from a description here in today's world, is the word secular. Everybody ever heard that word secular? Secular doesn't just simply mean that it's something that's not religious. The word secular literally means to just live your life for the here and the now. To always make your decisions based upon the here and the now. As if, though, there's no consequences to have to deal with that decision. And as if, though, there's no God. So we're in a battle. That's what's happening to America right now. America is in a serious battle to secularize this nation. People think that that simply means to take out religion. That's a part of it. But it really is literally to raise up a nation that lives in the moment with no thought of what the consequences will be. We've been on that path for many, many years. Because if you raise a nation, the people, to only live in the moment, then the people who are leading those kind of folks, they can do whatever they want. Because all the people care about is, am I getting my money? Am I living where I want? Am I, you know, that's pretty much it. As long as I can get what I want, I don't care what the leaders are doing, because all that matters is here and now. Think about most of the movies, the commercials, the advertisement, everything that's going on right now. You're constantly being bombarded with now, now, now. Live in the now, the now, the now, the now. Seize the moment, seize the moment. And it comes off as really nice little catchphrases like obey your thirst. But think about it. Obey your thirst. That's quench the moment. Now, obey the thirst. It's a nice little catchy phrase for a Sprite commercial, but it's a philosophy it's a seed that's sown. So that when the moment of crises come, when the intense pressures of life come, then what fires up? Obey your thirst. Not here's God saying, wait on me, wait on me, follow me, take this way to work, finish this work now. But no, I don't want to obey my thirst. I don't feel like doing that now. Why don't I want to take, I don't need to take no different way to work. It'll take long if I go this. So we obey the thirst instead of following.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.